This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone inaugurated and dedicated to the nation. Multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal this afternoon. Addressing the gathering, he said that these projects will significantly enhance the region's connectivity, boost gas-based transport, and support the gas-based economy.
ये सारी परियोजनाएं यहाँ की कनेक्टिविटी को सशक्त करेगी, यहाँ गैस बेस्ड ट्रांसपोर्ट, गैस बेस्ड इकोनॉमी को बल मिलेगा। आज की परियोजनाओं से इस स्टील सिटी की पहचान और मजबूत होगी। यानी परियोजनाएं मेक इन इंडिया, मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड, इस मंत्र के साथ पश्चिम बंगाल को आगे बढ़ने में मदद करेगी। इससे यहाँ के नौजवानों के लिए रोजगार के अनेक अवसर भी पैदा होंगे। मैं आप सभी को इन परियोजनाओं के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ।
Mr. Modi also noted that West Bengal is one of the states in the country where Vande Bharat trains are operating in significant numbers. Earlier addressing a rally at Motihari in Bihar, the Prime Minister said that his government is working on the development of eastern region on the same line of development of western parts of the country. He said without development of eastern states, India can't become a developed country. Mr. Modi said the center and the state government going ahead hand in hand for development of Bihar.
बिहार के पास न सामर्थ्य की कमी है और न ही संसाधन की। आज बिहार के संसाधन बिहार की प्रगति का माध्यम बन रहे हैं। आप देखिए एनडीए सरकार के प्रयासों के बाद से ही मखाना की कीमतें कितनी बढ़ी हैं, क्योंकि हमने यहाँ के मखाना किसानों को बड़े बाजार से जोड़ा। अभी ऐसे कितने ही उत्पाद और है जो बिहार के किसानों को, बिहार के युवाओं को दुनिया भर के मार्केट से जोड़ेंगे।
The Prime Minister gave slogan of Prosperous Youth, Prosperous Bihar. Earlier, he laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees. The Jharkhand High Court expressed its strong displeasure with the state government for failing to conduct municipal elections. Hearing a contempt petition in the Court of Justice Ananda Sen today regarding the High Court's order issued on January 4th last year to conduct local urban body elections within 3 weeks, the court summoned the state chief secretary to appear in person on next Friday. The term of all urban local bodies in Jharkhand has expired in April 2023. Sitting High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma has petitioned the Supreme Court challenging his indictment by the 3-member in-house committee in the cash discovery row. The writ petition filed before the Apex Court also sought to quash the communication forwarded by then Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna to the President and then Prime Minister to take action against Justice Verma. As per the petition, the in-house panel acted in a predetermined manner and denied Justice Verma a fair opportunity to defend himself. The European Union has reached an agreement on an 18 sanctions package against Russia over its conflict in Ukraine, targeting the banking, energy and military industrial sectors. It also includes a new dynamic oil price cap aimed at delivering further blows to Russia's oil and energy industry. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen claimed the sanctions will strike at the heart of Russia's war machine and will remain in place until the end of the ongoing conflict. The sanctions package also includes a ban on transactions related to Russia's Nord Stream gas pipelines and additional restrictions on Russia's financial sector. Domestic equity benchmark indices Nifty 50 and Sensex ended in red today, extending losses to the third consecutive week. The downward trend in equity benchmarks can be attributed to sharp selling in IT shares and the cautious attitude of investors ahead of US-India trade discussions. At close, the 30-share index Sensex was over 500 points down at 81,757, while the Nifty index shed over 0.5% or 143 points to settle at 24,968. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 7 paise to close at 86 rupees and 15 paise against the US dollar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.